And happy whatever Valentine's Day.
Yeehaw! Happy Wednesday.
I have a video playing because apparently Gunner or whoever, no, Mark is correct. At least so far, one dead, 10 injured suspect detained at KC Championship Parade.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Happy days are here again.
That's shooting right. In the,
people don't really know how to celebrate sports.
No, they really don't. The question is, was it a Taylor Swift fan?
Well,
since that's all we ever talk about with Kansas City anymore, was it a Taylor Swift fan? Was it a Swiftie?
I doubt it. I think it was probably one of the people that lost a Grammy to Taylor. Probably all pissed off. And, how dare Taylor win a Grammy and a Super Bowl?
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Well, that really blows. If that isn't, you're saying that is true, huh?
That I've seen on all the news reports. Welcome back, Chris. We are here. We are live. Sorry that we weren't here Monday.
Chris, yes.
Chris couldn't I had a Chris's death.
I literally woke up on Monday morning and could not hear, which was crazy. I mean, like, I don't have hearing in this ear anyway. Like, I only have like 10% hearing because when the fire when I got blown up, some molten metal dropped down my ear canal and burned the eardrum away. So I barely hear out of this ear anyway. And I woke up on Monday, and I mean, this ear, nothing. It was like if you talk to somebody and you're inside a box. All I could hear, you know what it was like? It was like the teacher for Charlie Brown. Everything that was going on was wah, 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 wah. I couldn't hear shit. And I was just like, oh, man, what is going on? And I started panicking a little bit. You know, I was like, I can't go without hearing. Yeah. And, you know, I ended up having to do a bunch of different, like, drop type things that you put in your ear and that loosens up what it was. And this is my teaching lesson of the day for everybody. Apparently, as you get older, your ears don't self-clean like they used to, like when you were younger, and the wax stays in your ears. When you combine that with using Q-tips, you know, they take whatever's loose out of your ear. But if you go in deep, if you push it in there and then pull it out, it packs the shit in. So what ended up happening was my eardrum got so impacted with this earwax that I couldn't hear. It covered more or less my eardrum. And it took me, I didn't start hearing again until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
See, now I definitely have some hearing issues. I wonder if that's something to do with me. I've been wearing headphones for 25 years, man.
Well, that's another thing that they say, too, is that headphones are terrible because it pressurizes your ear, you know, especially if you've got noise cancellation, like I'm sure you do. You know, the pressure packs in the earwax in tighter. But, dude, they sell kits. I'll tell you what I did, and it worked. Peroxide brick I could not use. I tried it, and it bubbled like crazy. You know, I could hear the bubbling and stuff in my ear. But they say that you should only use that maybe once a day because it'll dry your eardrum out, and your eardrum will crack. So you have to be real careful with your ears. But what I was going to say is they sell a little kit with the eardrops and this little ball thing. It's about $5 at CVS. In fact, it is $5 at CVS. And you take it, you drop in the drops, you wait about 2 to 5 minutes so that it sets in there real good. You take the ball thing, you fill it with hot water, or not scalding hot, but hot enough to where it would kind of melt shit. And you lean your head over and you drop it in there and you wait a minute and then you kind of dump it out. And I did that all day long until I could start hearing again. So it was a nightmare. It really was. I was like, if this doesn't, I had told myself, if this doesn't fix by like 6 o'clock, I'm going to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And well, luckily it fixed.
Maybe that would help some of the issues that I have with hearing. I mean, luckily. Yeah. I tend to not hear like my wife and my daughter and stuff like that, so it generally helps me. but maybe I should try because I kind of need to hear too.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
I just worry about putting water or liquid in my ear because I figure I'd get like an ear infection or something like
that. Well, you don't leave it in there forever.
No, but sometimes, you know, when you're taking a shower, you get water in your ear and it doesn't just dump out.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just kind of, that's kind of what it was. But the alternative is, I mean, the wax gets hard. That's really what it is. I mean, that's why it took me all day to get the stuff out of my ear was because it packed in. It got hard. And I couldn't get it out. I mean, I was every time I was dripping the hot water in there and getting it out, just little bits of it were coming out. And then suddenly at 4 o'clock, I heard it like pop off of my eardrum or the bones or whatever it's doing in there. I don't know what it's doing, but, you know, all of a sudden I heard a, and then all of a sudden I could hear. I was like, oh, thank God. What a nightmare, though.
I don't know what an earwax toolkit is. I'm going to have to investigate.
I saw those online, too. I just didn't buy one. I probably will. I probably will get one at some point because now I'm all paranoid about the hearing. You know, it's like, oh, I cannot lose my hearing. That would not do well for a podcaster to not be able to hear. So, fun. There's that, too.
Well, didn't think we'd be kicking off the show with that, but you know, that's good. I gotta try that because I have some hearing issues myself at times where I'm like, oh my God, dude, am I going deaf? But I think it might be just for years of headphone use and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, who knew that Q-tips were bad?
I didn't know that either, but since you had the problem, I've been asking people, and people have said to me, yeah, Q-tips are no good. I said, well, that's all they use is Q-tips, but apparently all I'm doing is shoving shit in there.
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, that's all I've ever used for 50 years is Q-tips. I never even heard of it being a problem at all. So, you know, who knew? But now I know, and now I won't use Q-tips anymore. Now I'll keep these drops, and maybe I'll buy this earwax toolkit that Joe is talking about, and, you know, I'll go a different way because I cannot be losing my hearing, that's for sure.
Seriously, Chris, Seth having noise canceling, he barely has internet.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Good timing.
Interesting timing for that text to come through. I may be without internet forever, to be honest with you, after today's conversation.
Right.
Should we get into that?
Yeah, let's go.
So, it is the 14th of the month again. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
It's on Valentine's Day. I had to pay my cable bill, as I do every month, this time of the month.
Right.
So my cable and internet is about $300 a month, which is insane. But anyways, yes. So I call, I make my payment, and then it tells me then what my next payment is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
My next payment, they said, is going to be almost $500.
Now, that must be a couple months behind or something, right?
No. That would be for the next month's bill. 1 month of bill. Almost
is $500.
Almost $500.
You must have some hella good porn, man.
Oh, it better be 3D and coming into the room through the TV if it's going to be for $500 for a month of cable.
So why is it so expensive? That's, I mean, my cable bill, and I have fiber, is $110 a month.
$500 for the internet service that you guys see on a daily basis on this show.
It freezes up all the time.
It freezes up, and I have to log out and everything, and restart everything. And then the cable system that I only have a movie channel. One movie channel. I have HBO because I wanted HBO Max.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
So, yeah, and that's $500.
For the next month, they want $500. Now, let me explain. So, I called.
All right. Please do.
I called Cox, and I got a hold of somebody from India, which was really funny. The last time, somebody called from India the other day. It wasn't a Cox. It was just somebody else calling for whatever, some spam call.
Right.
And the guy goes, hello, my name is Ryan. I said to the guy, I said, there is no way in hell that your name is Ryan. And then the guy was actually kind of funny because he was an Indian guy, but he was really, really funny because I said, there's no way in hell your name is Ryan. What is your real name? He goes, okay, my name is Peter Parker. And then I just started laughing because he was actually really funny.
Right, that's funny.
But his name was not Peter Parker. But anyways, so I get a hold of the Indian guy for Cox, and I don't care what nationality he is, but I'd like to be able to understand who I'm talking to.
Oh, yeah.
And I explained the situation that a month ago, back in January, I had a problem with my cable not starting in the morning. Like, every day I'd have to restart the box. Sometimes it would take me 20 minutes for these two boxes in the house to restart. And it happened for weeks. And so they finally sent out a technician, and a technician fixed the problem. Now, mind you, on that call that I was told that the technician fee does not apply to me because I pay for the all care plan or whatever shit it is that they offer. And so I was like, okay, thank you. And the guy comes out, he fixes that problem, actually fixed that problem.
I got to interrupt you here just for a second.
Yeah.
At what point did they start charging for technicians?
Well, we're going to keep going through this thing, and I'll explain what they were.
I mean, just in general, I've had cable guys out here in the past. I don't ever remember being charged a fee for it.
Right. I don't either.
Is that new?
I don't know. I mean, it's their fault that the stuff doesn't work. Now, I understand if I lit the cable on fire.
Yeah.
Also, the garbage disposal and the wires were all fucked up. I understand them charging me because it's my fault that the cable was working. But it's their equipment that failed. It's their equipment that needs to be fixed. So I pay for a service.
Yeah, and you're not getting it. Right.
So the technician comes out, fixes that problem. When that guy leaves, the very next day, my internet starts going out. Then I thought, okay, maybe I just have a bad zone in my area, my house or something like that. So I give it a week or so, and it's still going out. It's going out every 10 minutes. Like, all the time it's going out.
Okay.
Going out during dinner, all of a sudden, and no internet, TV stops working, phones go off, you know, you can't use them. And so I call Cox again, and I tell him what's going on. I said, look, you're costing me money because I have a podcast that I do. I need to be able to do the show. The show stops in the middle because of your service, and the internet now is worse than it's ever been. Please, somebody's got to fix this. So they said, once again, all right, you have the care plan, whatever. We'll send a technician out. It's no cost to you. Blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, fine. So
okay.
Then I see this bill thing. So I call today and I get the Indian guy who says, I'm sorry, but you have two technician fees on here for $100 a piece.
You should not have called them to come into your home.
I said, so wait a second. I said, it's your fault that the cable doesn't work. It's your fault that the internet doesn't work. You send out technicians who you told me I didn't have to pay for. One, what am I supposed to do? Say I don't want to pay for it because and then you don't send anybody out, and then I have shitty cable and no internet service. So I only have one option, is to have a technician come out to the house. But I was told I wasn't going to have to pay for it. So your fucking internet service and your cable equipment screws up, and now you're charging me $200 extra for these two idiots to come out to the house and fix the problem that you guys created.
Or they came out and didn't fix the problem.
Well, he fixed the one problem and caused another problem. Then that guy fixed the other problem. But regardless, it was their problem, not mine.
Wow.
So this guy says, so I don't know what to tell you. And so then, so I'm talking to fucking Apu from The Simpsons. Like, he owns a Quickie Mart. And he sends me to another Quickie Mart employee who is the supervisor.
Let me get you my manager there, Mr. Seth. Let me get you the manager.
So now I'm talking to the supervisor, and he goes, what can I help you with? I said, well, the last guy didn't inform you what the problem was here? No. So I had to go through the entire fucking ordeal again, store to tell him exactly what's been going on for the past month. And so he says, I'm sorry, but I can't make any authorizations. I have to go to the higher-ups.
Let me get you a bigger manager. I will refer you to Clark Kent.
So now I'm talking to the owner of the Quickie Mart, and he is telling me that there's nothing else that they can do. So they come back to me and they say, we will give you $50 off of that.
Wow.
Now I said, wait a second. when I was having these problems, I told you I wanted money off my bill. You guys said, yes, you're going to give me money off of my bill, my $300 bill, because of the aggravation, and you know, I wasn't getting my service. So not only did you not give me a discount on my bill, but now you're charging me an extra $200 to have technicians come out to fix problems. That's your fucking problem. And then I said, fucking. And then he says, sir, can we please have a polite conversation? I said, a polite conversation was you doing and providing the service that yeah. you said you were going to provide to me, the discount that you said you were going to provide to me, yeah. and not insult me by coming back and saying you're going to take $50 off this $200 extra dollars you're charging.
Yeah. Are you want a polite conversation? Yeah, if you want a polite conversation, I'm charging you $200 for wasting my time. Send me $200.
I said, here's my polite conversation. Fuck you, I'm not paying it. I said, I'm not paying it. I said, this is completely unacceptable. I'm not going to pay that bill.
Right.
Like, you take $50. He's like, would you want me to enter in the $50 discount for you know off the $200 extra? I said, you could put it in, yes, but I will not pay you the rest of it. I said, it's not going to happen. I said, I don't know what you're going to do. If you want to come to the house, if you want to bring me some you know tiki masala, I don't know what you want, but you're not coming to – I'm not paying a bill.
Yeah, I wouldn't
either.
The
problem now that I'm having is I threaten them. I tell them, screw you. I'm not going to pay this bill. And immediately I started looking for internet service around here so I could just go to YouTube TV or whatever it is, Hulu TV,
yeah, yeah,
Live,
sure.
whatever I want to use. And AT&T not offered around here. Spectrum not offered around here. Verizon not offered around here. They seem to hold a monopoly on what the fuck is offered in this area.
Well, most areas don't have two. Most areas only have one provider. That's really just how it always works. It really is like a monopoly per city, where like each city has a provider. It's very rare that you have like Cox. Like I'll bet you there's not one city in northeastern Ohio that has both Cox and Spectrum. I'll bet you there's not.
How can they do that legally? How can they have a monopoly on the area?
Well, because the cable companies all collude to not get into each other's business. They don't want to compete with each other because then they got to lower the prices. So they just say, well, you take Brook Park and you take Broadview Heights and you take Twinsburg and you take Solon. That's how they do it.
But what am I supposed to do now?
Well, I gave you the one to try, and I'm pretty sure they are there.
All right, because, I mean, if they're not, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
I mean, I looked up Windstream, and it said that it's there.
Now,
that
is
they,
it Broadview Heights, but is it?
Yes. It was, well, I don't know. I put in your address, and it said it was available.
Oh, did it? All right.
Yep. I put in your house address, and it said that it was available, so. Hopefully it is, because that'll kill two birds with one stone. One, it'll get you off away from Cox. And secondly, it'll be internet that absolutely rocks.
And believe me, there is nothing more than I want to get away from Cox.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
In all aspects. My wife wanted to get away from Cox. She's done a very good job of it. I don't think she watches TV at all.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why she's feigning sick on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I got home from home Wi-Fi from Verizon Wireless.
That wouldn't be good enough for what you need.
I mean, I looked up Verizon, but that's not good enough for what I'm looking for.
You could do, like, Eric that I do Chris Aiken Presents with, he had it for a while, and it was a real pain in the ass. And then he got regular old cable internet, and now we're fine, so.
I know that when I moved into... Oh, shit. What happened?
You're here.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hang on. No, it's going to do something here.
What is it doing?
Hang on. I got some sort of message that says, schedule the restart. I'm not scheduling a restart.
Of what, your internet?
Yes.
They're listening, goddammit.
So I could have. I know that when I moved into Broadview Heights, but it was further down the road. Off of the countryside there, Sandy, because Sandy says Broadview Heights, they had AT&T. I had AT&T when I moved into Broadview Heights.
Mm-hmm.
But I typed in my address in AT&T, and it said it wasn't available.
Did you call them?
No.
Because they might. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you never know. Check availability. I'm doing it right now on the fly. AT&T. AT&T Fiber. Order online. Let's see.
Mm-mm-mm. Elon Musk Starlink.
Internet. I don't think that's ready yet.
$150 a month.
Broadview. All right. And then, I'm looking. And
look, I have to get away from this cable company. This is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it says it's not available on AT&T. I put in your address.
They are ripping me the fuck off, dude. They are ripping.
Oh, they are.
Leave.
They are. They're
maybe that's why they're doing it, because they know that I don't have a choice. Because
they know that you can't. That they can, exactly. That's exactly why they're doing it, because they can't. They know what's your option. To set up a hotspot on your phone. I mean, that's your option.
That's crazy, Seth. They just installed fiber in our neighborhood. You'll still have to deal with it. Look, I may have to run the fiber wire all the way from Sandy's house to mine.
Yeah, you might have to. Yeah, fiber is the way to go, man. It just, I'm thinking Windstream is going to be your answer.
But you did type in my specific address.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had the phone number here, so I'm going to call him tomorrow.
Yeah, I typed in your address, and it came up and said that it was available. And that's why I'm saying you should switch that, like, immediately.
I mean, don't I have some sort of case against them? They're charging me $200 extra for technicians to come out and fix a problem that they created.
Did you sign anything saying that you'd pay it?
Well, no. In fact,
then
charged for a tech coming out ever.
Then how can you be charged? If you didn't sign anything, you don't legally own them nothing.
Look, if I'm under contract of any kind, aren't they under contract to provide the service that they are supposed to provide?
And that would be the small claims court argument, is if they were to take you to small claims court over the $200, that's when you would be like, well, they didn't provide me 24/7 service. So let's play the game.
I didn't call the guy to come over and have Parcheesi and, you know, some drinks.
Yeah, because you wanted to see what his truck would look like in your driveway.
Right. I didn't stay home when they say, oh, we'll be there between 8 o'clock and noon. They show up at 12:05. I didn't stick around all morning for no reason at all, because I just wanted to hang out with some guy that didn't speak English, oh, by the way, when he showed up at my house. But maybe he told me. Maybe the guy that didn't speak English that showed up at my house was saying, you know, fuck you. And you're going to have to pay for this. And I didn't know it because he doesn't speak English.
It could have been that, too. Maybe you're supposed to know Hindu in order to get your bill right. See, there it is. That's Broadview Heights. Best plan for Broadview Heights. These three. I say go with this one. Get the full gig up and down.
Is that the $70 one?
Yep.
I mean, that's not bad.
No, it's great.
Compared to what I'm paying now.
I'm about ready to cancel mine and re-sign up just so I can get a discount. So I'm paying $109. I should call them tomorrow and say, how come you're offering it for this price? But I don't get that.
Well, I definitely got to call tomorrow with that, because what I'm getting now is ridiculous. And
yeah.
I have like a whole bunch of witnesses that see every week that my internet freaking sucks.
Well, I can tell you I've had Kinetic now for, I think, about 2 years. I think I made this switch a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I heard all the horror stories about Windstream that everybody tells and whatnot. I don't think I've had two internet outages in 2 years. Doesn't happen.
Could it be any worse than what I already have?
Oh, no. Dude, I never have. Here's the thing, too. Part of the reason that you're having those issues is that you don't have enough bandwidth. You probably are on like a regular internet plan, like this $39 one. Even though you're paying way out the ass for it, you're probably getting this upload speed, this up to 100% or 100 megabits. And when you connect it, there's three of you in your house. There's you, your daughter, and your wife, right?
Yeah.
All of you have a phone, right?
Yep.
That has internet on it?
Yeah.
So that's three devices right there. How many iPads? How many iPads?
One.
So that's four. Any other tablets?
No other tablets, but two or three streaming TVs that we use.
Three, so that's four, five, six, seven. How many computers?
Just the one. So
that's another. So you have eight devices pulling off of 100 megabits at a time. Divide that out. It's only like 10, and it takes like six to bare minimum six to stream. Bare minimum six. And you're only getting 10. That's if you're getting full internet from Cox. That's if you're getting a full wide open pipe, which you're not, because you're in a dead zone anyway. You know, your neighborhood is kind of a dead zone. So you're getting, and plus that kind of internet is all shared. It's all shared within the neighborhood. I mean, I don't want to turn this into a tech thing and lose everybody, but basically think of it like a hose. Think of it like a hose. You got one hose that comes into your neighborhood. Okay. And every house puts a straw into that hose. Well, if there's only two straws in the hose, you're going to get a lot of water pressure coming out of the straws, right?
Yeah.
But if there's 50 straws into that hose, you're going to get a whole lot less power. You're going to get a whole lot less stream. And that's what you're doing. You're really getting hosed. Good point, Cassidy. I was leading there. You beat me to it.
And that's what it feels like. But I mean, I like to see the bandwidth he's actually getting. How do I find that out?
You could go to speedtest.net, I think. You do that right now. You want?
Can I do that?
Like, yeah. I kill your internet, but
speedtest what?
.net, I think. Yeah.
All right, I see speedtest.net.
And just hit the go button right in the middle.
If it dies, I'll reconnect.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so here we go. Connecting.
Let's see what you got.
All right, now it's doing something. So what am I looking for?
Your upload speed is of most importance to streaming, but all of it is important. You know, it's your upload, your download. It's probably going to be, if I had to guess, it's going to give you about 100, 150 down, and it's going to give you about less than 20 up. That's my guess.
Download is 221.7.
Which is average.
Upload is 1111.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's for your whole house. Your whole house can push 11. Just streaming takes six megabits. Just to stream. So that leaves for the whole rest, everything else going on in your house, anybody that connects to a website or anything, 5 bits. No wonder your internet goes out. If your daughter's in there playing Minecraft or something, crash you.
Seth Training Porn has extra hose, Chris.
Does it?
Training, extra hose?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you're getting just murdered on this internet.
Yeah, I gotta figure out this connect tomorrow. See if that'll actually work.
Well, it works. If you have it in your city, you gotta get it.
If it's available, I gotta do that and just cut the cord altogether here with this cable company.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to come after me after the money, then I'm just gonna say, I'll take them to court.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys did not provide the service that you said you were gonna provide.
Yeah, sue me for $150. You pieces of shit.
But if they think I'm paying $500 for a month of cable, then they're stupid.
Hell no.
Charges that they want to charge me, that's not going to happen.
Hell no. That's ridiculous.
We're going to talk to Tony Masaccio in a little bit. Guarantee you the intro and outro to the segment for Tony today will actually be longer than his actual segment.
And it's not because of a screw up.
No, I think Tony walked in, said, "Hey, see ya."
Hey, here's where I am. Bye.
Bye. But we'll talk to Tony probably live from his house or wherever on this right. day after we air the segment.
Yeah, well, that'll be good. He better be connected before, because he's not going to have time while we're playing the segment to get himself situated.
No, there's not enough time to make a phone call. That's right. Dial a phone call during the actual segment. I have my wife's number with a button, and that would be longer than
it would be. Well, just to pull the curtain back, I called you and was like, "Do you know that this is this long?" And you were like, "What?" And I know you thought that it was probably like a cutoff video or something didn't come through or something.
No.
Nope, that's it.
So too we'll funny. About that. And then apparently we have some Instagram video.
Yeah.
Cleveland.com or something we'll try to play.
Yeah, we'll try that too. Why not?
Oh, man. And then next week, Monday, we were supposed to have Greg Mack on today from The Fish. He was supposed to come on and talk politics.
Yeah.
But apparently he is like super duper sick. He's been sick for like weeks.
Whatever he's
got, man, he just can't kick it. So prayers go out to him, but he can't join us today because of that. We're supposed to talk to my dad on Monday, and then the show didn't happen. So we're going to try to reschedule all of that for soon. But Monday we do have a special guest coming on, right?
We do. Tony Dickinson of TSO and Art of Anarchy. It's not really a new band. It's like a rebirth of a band that's been known previously. It had Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots as the singer. That's cool. And then they switched up and had Scott Stapp from Creed as the singer. Now they have Jeff Scott Soto as the singer, and they've got Tony as the bass player. So I figured we'd have him on to talk a little bit about TSO and about Art of Anarchy.
He was in Soto before, right? And then but TSO, which is pretty cool. So I think the majority of this audience would know TSO.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I mean, he's in arguably the biggest touring band in the world right now. So that's a pretty good get. Yeah, he'll be here Monday.
We are going to talk on Monday to Peter Knapp. Peter Knapp, the
mayor,
who last year traveled to all 162 Indians games.
What? You mean Guardians?
Indians games. And
that's what I'm saying.
He was at all of them. And he's heading down to spring training coming up here soon, so we're going to check in with him. He's going to be checking out some games in Arizona, so we will talk to Peter Knapp on Monday as well.
Oh, boy, he likes punishment, doesn't he? 162 last year. That was a tough year.
And then I felt bad for the poor guy because I want to call him a kid because I've known him since he was a kid. But the poor guy, man, people were like, one guy said, "How dare you jinx the Guardians the way that you did, Peter? They lost because of you." Like,
oh, shut up.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Peter did something that most people would die to do. Tour the entire country going to see baseball games. That's awesome. So we're going to talk to him Monday.
He supported his team. That guy can shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. What did that guy do to help the team?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. He watched at home.
If he watched at home. Probably sat there like a dumbass.
Probably like the rest of us, didn't have Bally Sports, so he couldn't watch it. Weren't they on Bally Sports?
Yeah.
What are they doing this year? Are they even? Is there a Bally Sports? I don't even know. Is there?
I don't know. I think they're still trying to figure all that stuff out.
Because I saw a story on, I don't know what I was watching, but I saw a local news story of that the Cavs have like 5 or 10 games or something coming on Channel 43 before the year ends.
Really?
Right. Yeah. I just saw it. I, you know, we were to, I was telling you the other day about Sling, or today, actually, about Sling. Sling TV, for those of you that are cord cut people, there's a slew of these programs that are out there that where you can get free programming. And one of them, which just launched pretty recently, and it's a pretty good deal, actually, is Sling. Everybody remembers Sling from like a couple years ago where you would have like the orange package and the blue package. And if you bought both, it was like $40 or something per month. Well, now they have a free tier just called, it's called Sling Free Live Stream, I think. And it has 400 channels on it.
Wow.
400 channels plus free DVR. Which is pretty, and that's the free package.
Wow, that's pretty sweet. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. And I was messing with it. I was messing with it last night, actually, just goofing around and seeing if you could set. Like for me, with any of this stuff that has a zillion channels like that, it's all about favorites. If I can't set favorites, then it's useless to me.
Yeah.
But but this Sling. One, you get DVR. You get 10 hours of DVR for free. And and it'll DVR anything on all 400 of these channels. Wow. If you like ACC basketball or something. I was watching something. I think it's ACC. I don't know shit about basketball, but it was like Clemson and Duke or something. Is that the ACC?
Yeah.
Or the SEC or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, I was watching a little bit of that. If I was committed to watching it, I could have just pushed a button and DVR'd it and watched it today.
That's cool.
Yeah, for Guardians, nothing.
The Guardians recently finalized a one-year deal with Bally Sports.
Okay.
Great Lakes for the club's broadcast rights for 2024 season. They do not have a partner yet for 2025 and beyond.
Okay. Yeah, and Peter Knab just said that the Cavs are 5 games on Channel 43.
Yes.
That's pretty good. I didn't even know Channel 43 was still a thing, did you?
I did not. I don't really watch any local television other than at night for some prime time.
Right. I wouldn't even know how to find that anymore. I mean, you don't turn a knob to 43 anymore.
No. I think it's... Well, I mean, it's different on every cable company, I guess. So.
Yeah. Now it would be like channel 43-4 or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's channel fuck you up your ass on Cox. Did you watch the Super Bowl? We hadn't talked about the Super Bowl at all. And I want to talk about Valentine's Day a little bit, but we haven't talked about the Super Bowl at all because we're off on Monday. Sure.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Some of it. I fell asleep. I watched the first, like, I've gotten really good at missing all the junk. So I didn't catch any pregame, none. I literally thought I was going to come in the middle of the first quarter, so I turned on my TV at 6:40 because I had heard that the game started at 6:30. So I did not want to catch any of the national anthem or the fake national anthem or any of that.
See, now that's the stuff I wanted to see. I didn't care about the game.
Oh, see, I didn't really care about the game either, but I thankfully turned it on, and they literally came. When I turned it on, they were in commercial, and they came right out of commercial and said, okay, and here we go with the game, you know? And so I missed the fake national anthem and Post Malone and all that nonsense.
Post Malone, I really didn't give a shit about. I mean, he looks weird, but I mean, I guess he did okay. It wasn't my thing, but whatever. The fake national anthem, otherwise known as the black national anthem, you could see in the background there wasn't really anybody standing up for it. You could hear a lot of background noise, and there was some boo actually that happened.
I've seen a lot of that online, and that all the left-leaning lunatics are all up in arms about it. The MAGA people wouldn't stand, man!
Yeah, I'm sure it was all MAGA people.
It was all MAGA people.
That's Trump fans that would stand. Right. No, I think it's pretty much any American that realizes their one national anthem. Sit there and say, I'm not standing for this. That's ridiculous. Well,
if it was indeed MAGA fans, bravo to them, because it cost a hell of a lot of money to get those tickets.
Yeah, amen. $8,000 apiece.
Yeah.
But like, I don't hate anybody, but I'm not going to sit here and say that I support a national anthem for another group or race of people.
Where's well, the, why don't we make that a full national hour then? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why don't we make it a full hour and we can have the white people national anthem and the Asian and Mexican and
you gotta have them all, right? I mean, black and
disabled people.
I want my own national anthem. Yes.
Yeah, I think you should have one.
Anthem. Where's the MT national anthem? The Midget what? National anthem. I want a national anthem for every motherfucker out there. I want, look, you and I want the fat people national anthem.
Yes!
I get two. Absolutely. I'm disabled. Well, I get three. I'm disabled, white, and fat. I want three national anthems for me.
Of course, as you should get them.
See?
Think of the sponsorships for the fat national anthem. You could get.
Holy shit, yeah.
Tostitos or Pizza Hut or.
all
the pizza places would be lining up to sponsor it.
The sponsors for the fat national anthem alone would be more than the Super Bowl gets.
Brought to you by McDonald's.
Burger King.
That's right. I don't, dude, I didn't pay that much attention to the advertisements. I think that thing is over now, like the great commercials. I think that's done. But did you notice, and anybody correct me if I'm wrong on this, because like I said, I fell asleep, so I could have just missed it. I didn't see any fast food commercials for the first time, I think, ever. I don't remember a McDonald's commercial or a Subway or any of that.
Look, our national anthem has to end with Land of the Free, Home of the Whopper.
Home of the Grease Burger.
That would be awesome.
Did you see Kanye's ad?
I can't remember. Did I see Kanye's ad? I'm not sure. Which one was that?
Dude, that, let me find it on YouTube. That is the greatest ad of all time.
Wait, some of that, the ones with Tom Brady weren't that bad. They were okay. I like the, I hate to admit that I liked the Dunkin' Donuts one with Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Tom Brady. I thought that was pretty entertaining.
Sure. Kanye, this is great. The dude is like, believe it or not, is almost broke.
Yeah.
But he's broke as a rich broke. He's the rich guy broke. So he's not broke like me or you, hunting for a dollar. But he was down to like his last $7 million.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that sucks.
So,
I guess that does suck.
But listen to what he did. This is, I'll give it to Kanye. Kanye, he's got that clothing line and he's got whatever else he does, his new album. He put all of his money that he had into buying a Super Bowl ad for $7 million.
Wow.
And because he spent all his money, he didn't have any money to actually do a commercial. So he shot it in his car in an iPhone.
Wow.
And he made $19 million in sales over on Sunday. Here, I'll put it on the screen. Wait till you see this. This is craziness. This is Kanye's Super Bowl commercial that cost $7 million. Check this out.
Hey, y'all, this is Ye, and it's my commercial. And since we spent all the money on the commercial spot, we actually didn't spend any money on the actual commercial. But the idea is I want you to go to Yeezy.com, Yeezy.com. And I'm gonna write it at the bottom of the screen. And I got some shoes. And that's it.
That is commercial.
That's the greatest ever.
That's so good. All these companies that spent $7 million to put their shit on and probably another $7 million to produce it, Kanye did it with his phone in his car while he was driving.
Golden Corral would be a great sponsor for the big people.
Amen.
Right, just say it like it is, man. Fat people, Brian. Fat people. Fat yes. people national anthem. I want the fat people amputee white That's person right. national anthem.
We need that.
Absolutely. Yeah. If they get one, I get one too.
Yeah. So you watched the game?
I did.
Was it even a good game? I like I said, I fell asleep for about half of it.
in my opinion, it was a boring-ass game all the way until the end, other than, you know, going to overtime. Yeah. And then the 49ers people, the players, said that they didn't know the rules, the new rules of overtime.
Right. That's good.
You should fire the coach just for that. If your players don't know how the game works come overtime in the Super Bowl, then you got a big problem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, it was just a boring-ass game. There was very little offense until, again, like the second half towards the end of the game. It just was boring as shit. And I just don't care. One, I don't care about either one of those teams. Yeah. I don't like any of them.
Did you see all this stuff about the game being rigged?
Well, I mean, I saw a lot of stuff about the game being
rigged. No, but there's one specific moment. Let me see if I can find the video real quick. Where it was 1st and 10, and let me see here. KC Chiefs rigged 1st down. It was 1st and 10, and whatchamacallit, Mahomes went running for a like a 3-yard gain, and they showed on the screen that he, you know, that he went out of bounds, so it was a 3-yard game, and it showed for 2nd down, and then the graphic flipped over to say like Super Bowl, and then when it came back over, it was 1st and 10. Really? And the thing on the field was 1st and 10. Let me see if I can't find it. KC Chiefs.
Man, I just have a tough time thinking that they could actually get away with rigging a game. The amount of people that have to be involved for something like that to happen, not say something on Twitter or X, whatever, Instagram or whatever it is, to keep that amount of that many people just silent would be outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I agree. I can't find it. God damn it. Should have had this ready for me. Oh, well. People can look it up. They can find it. If somebody sees it, throw it in the chat, and I'll put it up. But, yeah, there's one specific play where Mahomes runs for 3 yards, so it's 2nd down and 7. They flip the graphic, and they flip it back, and then it's 1st down again.
Wow.
1st and 10. And people are going crazy about it.
That's crazy. But again, how would you keep everybody silent? You know, I don't believe that we actually landed on the moon, other than the fact that how many people would have to know about it and not say anything over the years?
Yeah, I know. It's. I mean, you can't keep a secret anywhere, but you kept that secret somehow. Somehow, some way, you kept that secret.
Yeah. I don't know. I was looking too. I didn't see anything.
1st down. I can't believe I can't find it. I don't remember where I saw it at. I should have seen it.
You know, it's racist. My fucking cable bill. Because they suck
ass. Well, how much Taylor Swift coverage was there?
All right. So that was the other thing I wanted to talk about. So everybody's making this big fucking deal about how many times Taylor Swift is shown on the TV.
Yeah. Now,
that game started at 6:35 or whatever.
Yeah.
And wasn't over till close to 11.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Yeah, it's long.
So we're talking over 4 hours of coverage for the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know how long she was actually featured on TV? 54 seconds.
Yeah, with but she's not a player. She shouldn't have got 54 tenths of a second.
There's people that are shown on the cameras all the time.
Okay, well, here's
how do you bitch about somebody being shown for less than a minute? She's the biggest star in the world, dude.
Here's the problem with this. Everybody thinks that everybody's mad at Taylor Swift. I don't think anybody's mad at Taylor Swift. Everybody's mad at the NFL. The NFL needs to stop this nonsense. Wait. You're saying it's only 54 seconds. I'm saying LeBron James is as big a star worldwide as Taylor Swift.
They showed him 3 different times wearing a stupid Louis Vuitton fucking jacket.
Yeah, not 54 seconds worth, maybe 3 seconds worth.
Okay, here's the deal. The ratings were the biggest that they've ever been.
I get it. But
I guarantee you, part of that has to do with Taylor Swift.
Most of it has to do with Taylor Swift, because it wasn't the game. Nobody wanted to watch the game.
The amount of jersey sales and money that she has been responsible for one season is outrageous. So you know what? Why not? If you're the NFL, if you're whatever CBS or whatever it was on,
I'm going to tell you why. You know why not? Because now it's a trend.
You think that the average NFL fan is going to stop watching football because 54 seconds of Taylor Swift was shown? Halftime show before I would care about Taylor Swift.
Well, that was a whole nother thing. I did see that. Oof. It's not that. It's that the game has the hardcores, the people that pay money, don't want to see Taylor Swift.
You didn't miss one play of the football game.
I'm not arguing that point, but you know what? I don't want to hear about Taylor Swift. I don't want to hear about who some player is fucking.
They didn't talk about her every time that they showed her. They just.
But they don't need to show her.
They went to
the point is, dude, it's fine.
If you're the NFL, you're a station is looking for ratings. Why wouldn't you put the camera on the biggest pop star, if not one of the biggest stars in the world?
I'm not arguing that point. My point is, if you're going to treat her differently because she's famous, that's not right. Christian McCaffrey couldn't bring his fucking mother to the game because they priced him out of a booth. The booth that Taylor Swift was in was $2.5 million, which the NFL gave her.
The other booth
she didn't pay for it.
The other booth's like $1 million.
Okay, but still, why should...
I'm not saying that it's not outrageous, but what I'm saying is, one, if she's dating a player, and she's dating, well, by the way, a Hall of Fame, a future Hall of Fame player.
Great. And that's great. If, dude, if they show her... If Travis Kelce scores a touchdown and they show her celebrating, all the more cool. I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with them going to the backstage when she's walking into the arena like she's a player. You do know that there were players that play for the Chiefs that were not on the screen 54 seconds, right?
I'm sure. Absolutely.
They play on the team.
They don't provide the ratings and the cash that Taylor Swift is going to provide.
But they're part of the team. They're the reason you're watching.
I'm not watching for the 54th player of the fucking
You're
team.
Not watching for Taylor Swift either. That's the you're there, making my point.
There are people that are watching for her.
Well, then why not just flood the thing with celebrities and make it like the Grammys?
Well, they did flood the game with celebrities. They showed tons of different celebrities in the crowd.
But how many of them did they suck their ass like they did Taylor Swift?
Like, I didn't hear anybody really sucking her ass. I just saw clips of her.
You didn't see the clip of her walking in with Ice Spice and Blake Lively or whatever her name is.
I'm sure they showed it, but they also showed a clip of her pounding down a drink, dude, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
She wasn't just some prim and proper chick who was hanging out. A girl that was pounding on a shot or two and having a good time. And then you can't blame her because she didn't ask for all that. And then, again, if you're the NFL and you're the TV stations, why not? It gets you money. It gets you fans.
Yeah, but at what expense? At what expense?
I mean, like, I'll just take it a step further. You haven't seen a white fucking halftime show in years.
Well, I'm not arguing that point.
They're trying to, again, generate more of a fan base, and other than their typical 54-year-old white guy, they're going to take the games to overseas, to Brazil, to Spain. Yeah. Why? Because they're trying to generate more of an audience than what they have. So if you're going to show Taylor Swift, that's part of their branding now. They want to do that. I don't see a reason why they should.
Well, I mean, then let's put OJ back on because he's famous. He's more famous than Taylor Swift. And all he did was kill somebody. All he did was kill somebody. So put him on TV.
I would love to see OJ advertising for like Ginsu knives or something like that.
That'd be great.
Fantastic.
He should have his own national anthem too, the Killer's Anthem.
Absolutely. It's like the NFL is trying to draw young people with money to the game as an event or a place to be. That's it.
Yeah, well,
look,
great.
I'm not saying, look, a purist for football isn't going to like what they're doing. I don't like seeing LeBron James, though, either. I don't like seeing any of those guys in the crowd. What the hell?
I don't either.
LeBron James is at a Super Bowl.
That's kind of my bigger point, is I'm so sick of celebrity, and I'm so sick of being force-fed it like it's anything important. It's not. She's not. LeBron's not. Mark Wahlberg is not. None of them matter.
But Brian,
they sing dumb songs. That's what Taylor Swift does. She sings dumb songs.
Okay. dude. Brian says she's got everything for being mediocre. I'd love to be that fucking mediocre. You know how much money she's worth? How much she's worth? She's worth almost like, I think, over $1 billion at this point.
Yeah, she's getting handed everything because she's a fucking plant for the cabal. Let's just call it what it is.
I mean, if you want to get conspiracy theory on me,
let's call it what it is.
You want to get all conspiracy theory, that's fine, but I'm saying...
You didn't see that creepy Ice Spice chick with the upside-down cross doing the devil horns and shit?
Absolutely, I did, and I don't like her. I didn't say that I did.
But that's who she brought to the game.
But
that's who Anton LaVey's daughter, I mean Taylor Swift, brought to the game.
If you want to be... I wish I was that mediocre, that's all I'm saying. I wish I was that mediocre.
As who, Ice Spice?
As Taylor Swift to be a billionaire.
She is pretty mediocre.
Not to the billions or millions of fans that she has.
You've grown up around music. Do you hear one song from her? Be honest. If you do, tell me what it is, and I'll pull it right up. Do you hear one song of hers that is truly great?
Great.
Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, Aerosmith, Dream On, Metallica, Enter Sandman. Great.
Look, it's not my style of music. I don't really know her category or a catalog of songs. I mean, is
Michael Jackson your style of music?
Absolutely. I love Michael Jackson.
So then how would she not be? She's in that same realm.
One, Michael Jackson was more my era of music when I was younger. That's what I kind of grew up with. Two, I'm not a Taylor Swift guy because I didn't grow up.
Who does your daughter think? What does your daughter think is her best song? Taylor Swift.
I have to ask her.
Yell down there and ask her.
Yeah, I'll call her real quick.
Yeah, call her real quick and ask her what Taylor Swift's best song is. I'm not opposed to being wrong here either. If she's got great songs, I'd love to hear it.
All right, I need to know what Taylor Swift's song is the best. Yeah. Come on, I'm on the show here. I need to know right away. No, best song. Best album. It was like 14 albums. Just give me the best song.
Best song.
Like most popular song. What is it called? Tolerate It? Tolerate It.
Tolerate It, Taylor Swift. Got it.
All right, we got it. All right, we're going to play it. I'm sticking up for you, by the way, and telling people that Taylor Swift is like the biggest pop star in the world for a reason. Some guy called her mediocre. I said, you don't become a billionaire being mediocre. All right.
Some guy.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Let's hear this all-time great song. It might be.
Now, you got to put yourself as an audience person that likes Taylor Swift. There are people that didn't like Led Zeppelin, by the way.
Yeah, no, and they're wrong. But I like this kind of music, generally. I like piano music. I love stuff like Bruno Mars. I'm not against Taylor Swift as an artist. I don't know her music real well. I'm saying nobody, when people start naming best songs of all time, even kids, I've never heard anybody say, you got to hear Tolerate It by Taylor Swift.
Well, this is my daughter's favorite. She's in the Super.
Okay, Bowl. And I'm listening.
She has all the albums, listens to everything.
And I'm listening. I'm ready to be wowed.
All right. Okay.
I'm hoping this is the best thing since War Pigs.
Sit and watch you reading with your head low. I wake and watch you breathing with your eyes closed. I sit and watch you and notice everything you do or don't do. You're so much older and wiser, and I wait by the door like I'm just a kid. Use my best colors for your portrait. Lay the table with the fancy shirt. shit and watch you tolerate it. If it's all in my head, tell me now. Tell me I've got it wrong somehow. I know my love should be celebrated, but you tolerate it.
I'm barely tolerating that song. Come on, really?
I like that song.
Stop it.
Okay, look. Again, you're going to compare fucking War Pigs to Taylor Swift, dude. I'll pull up
Hailstorm in a minute.
Okay, again, it's a different style of music. You can't compare Hailstorm to that.
Yes, you can. Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Hailstorm, dear daughter.
If Hailstorm pulled around my block tonight, they wouldn't sell three albums. If Taylor Swift pulled on my block tonight, you wouldn't be able to get down my block for the rest of the day.
Tell me it ain't the same style. You're just wrong on that. If this ever loads, Jesus. All right. Do I have to release through the commercial?
Use StreamYard.
Dear daughter, hold your head up high. There's a world outside that's passing by. Dear daughter, never lose yourself. Remember that you're like nobody else. Life throws you into the unknown, and you feel like you're out there all alone. Well, these are words that every girl should have a chance to hear.
Same shit.
There will be love, there will be
same song, but better.
It's the same shit.
But better.
Oh, come on.
She's better.
It's your personal preference.
No, I'm right.
You're right, and the 8 trillion fans that Taylor Swift have are wrong. Okay, I see.
Really? Because look at this. See?
Look, I thought Kurt Cobain was one of the greatest writers of all time and singers. Because that was my personal preference of music. And Taylor Swift is much better than Kurt Cobain was.
Kurt Cobain painted a mean back wall, though.
That was awful. I think Courtney Love did that, oh, by the way.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, sorry.
Allegedly. I'm saying this is the same. Why is she not a billionaire? She's making the same music.
Maybe she doesn't know how to market herself the way that Taylor Swift does.
Maybe. Or maybe she hasn't been granted grand wizardry like Taylor Swift has.
Yeah, well, I will say that I don't like her politics. So
who's that, Lizzie Hale or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
I think Lizzie Hale's in the same boat. I think she's another fucking Nazi cunt.
Yeah, a lot of these people I don't really get.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'm just saying. Hey, look,
I'm not trying to stick up for Taylor Swift. All I'm saying is, if the NFL and the team, whatever fucking TV station, what was it on?
CBS or Paramount or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, CBS. And they want to make some money off of it, then why not? I mean, sure, for 54 seconds, you don't miss a play of the damn game. You don't miss any context of the game.
Karen Carpenter.
Karen Carpenter? What year is this?
Look at this guy.
Karen Carpenter. Holy smokes.
The best thing that came out of her mouth was the choking sound of a ham sandwich.
I mean, a ham cracker. She wouldn't eat a whole sandwich. All I'm saying is that we don't need to see it. We don't need to be beaten up. It's the Super Bowl 54 seconds, fine. On that level, if you want to take it minute by minute, fine. But let's go the other way. Did we need to see her 27 times?
Okay. That's fine. Then
27 cutaways to the one person.
Then what we have to do then is eliminate all the bullshit that goes along with the Super Bowl. Quit showing.
Yes.
And then get rid of the stupid halftime show.
Yes.
Put her halftime show, put the Ohio State marching band out there, and quit with this garbage with, you know, people taking her shirt off and half naked. And on stupid roller skates and dancing all around, acting like fools, playing songs that are ridiculous and quite frankly immoral. Go ahead and get rid of the garbage and play football.
All for it.
it's all about a fucking game, then let it be all about a game.
I'm all for everything you said there. Let's do that. But do we need the halftime? Do we need the halftime show anymore?
I don't need it, but then you're going to lose half the base of people that watch the Super Bowl.
You think half the people tuned in to see Usher?
I think half the people tuned in to see maybe a little bit less than half, but more than a quarter of people tuned in to see the halftime show and the commercials.
Come on. You think 30 million people tuned in to watch Usher for 12 minutes?
Between that, the commercials, the pageantry of the Super Bowl, yes. And not for the actual game itself. How many people give a fuck about the 49ers?
Well, that I agree with.
And the Chiefs. If you don't live anywhere near those towns, you really care? How many 49ers fans do you think there are?
Here's where I don't agree with that. Football fans are degenerative. Football fans will watch any football game that's on if it's on. Otherwise, Thursday night football would not exist, because that is literally the Cardinals versus the Jets half the time. It's literally garbage football every Thursday, and yet they still do 25 million viewers every week. People will watch football blindly. The Taylor Swift thing is 100% about the game isn't good enough to draw a younger audience.
Absolutely it is.
That's the only reason it's there. What is going to happen when she breaks up with Travis Kelce?
Well, that's
does the NFL not care that they're going to lose 25 million viewers on next year's Super Bowl? Do they not care about that? And they will have pissed off half of their core audience, the core that spends money. That's the problem. You're catering, and this is any business. Any business that caters to the people that aren't their customers is stupid. You cater to your customers and you let other people find it. You don't cater to the non-customers and disrespect your fans. Same reason that they lost so many people for years when they started catering to Colin Kaepernick kneeling down.
I agree.
There's a lot of people that like Taylor Swift that also think that Colin Kaepernick was right. So should they bring Kaepernick back?
I don't like the fact that they put end racism and shit on the back of helmets and on the end of the field. I don't like
that. I'm with you, but they still do it.
I don't like the Black National Anthem being on there. I don't like all that stuff.
Me either.
I don't like the wokeness of the NFL today.
Taylor but Swift, you're a degenerate football fan like the rest of us, so you watch it.
I do watch more than I probably should, more than I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing else entertaining to watch, to be honest with you. I mean, there's no other sports that I really keep my interest other than football. No.
Well, do you still watch basketball?
No.
When's the last time you watched it?
I flipped on the radio the other night and heard, I guess, the end of a Cavs game, but I don't watch it. I don't watch that kind of stuff.
I mean, when's the last time you watched it seriously? Did you ever? Years?
No. I mean, I did when I was a kid. When I was a kid, during the Mark Price era and the Jordan era, I did watch basketball. But when they started doing this crap with LeBron and all that kind of, forget about it. I lost my interest. I won't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's it. But why? But what did LeBron do that you hated?
Well, one, I think he's a complete and total racist. I think he's a pig and the way that he left Cleveland. But, I mean, besides that, I know he's a bad tipper, and I know he also went against the Indians when the Indians catered to him at their field. Mm-hmm. So I hate LeBron for many reasons.
Yeah, because he insulted your city. He insulted you.
It's not just LeBron that I don't like in the NBA. I think the whole thing is just when they played in the bubble and everything was all about racism, they didn't stand for the national anthem, all that stuff. Yeah. Forget about it.
I haven't watched that.
Who get paid millions of dollars to play a game. Get the fuck out. I don't like any of those people.
I'm with you. I don't think I've watched a minute of NBA basketball since the bubble.
At least with the Steelers and the NFL, there were a guy that was a veteran that wanted to, you know, stand for the national anthem. And when the Steelers stayed in the locker room or something like that, he went out and stood for the anthem. There are people that have actually stood for the anthem and stood for the, you know, what's right in this country. And fuck those people that didn't. I don't care if they ever see the field again.
I hear you. I agree with
you. Baseball, the same thing. Baseball, they stopped doing it, at least as far as I know. They had like a social justice messages on the back of the mound and stuff like that for a little while, until I think they realize that their fan base is going to say, not in hell are we putting up with that.
But you have no problem with watching a feminazi like Taylor Swift, who has nothing to do with the game, being continually paraded into the game.
Again, I didn't sit there and watch for Taylor Swift. I said I understand why the NFL...
But you didn't get annoyed by it either.
What, 54 seconds over a span of a four-hour game is supposed to bother me? No, it doesn't bother me.
You should. You might as well have been drinking Bud Lights too, Ben.
Oh, man, now you're pushing it.
Why? It's the same.
I did not. And in fact,
it's the same. It's agenda based.
When the Bud Light commercial came on, I turned it off.
Well, so how many seconds was Bud Light on?
Probably a minute.
So that was more insulting to you than Taylor Swift, who advocates against men.
How am I going to? How do you know she didn't advocate against men? She's dating a man.
Every song she sings is about why men suck.
Because she breaks up with those guys. But now
because she's a dirty pig.
You're trying to push buttons that aren't even there, Chris.
Oh, they are there. They are there. You just don't want to admit it.
No, I just don't care that much. I see Tony Musashi is at the bottom. So here's the deal. Tony Musashi went out to a place the other day, a restaurant, it looks like.
Yes.
We're not real sure because the video is so incredibly short, we don't know where he was actually at. So now we're going to play his commercial, which is four times as long as his actual video from the restaurant. So here we go. Tony Musashi time.
Assured Window Cleaning specializes in window cleaning, chandelier cleaning, blind cleaning, gutter cleaning, and post-construction cleaning. In business since 1947, Assured Window Cleaning has proudly been serving its customers in Cleveland for 75 years. As a family-owned and operated business, Assured Window Cleaning has built their reputation on trust and delivering the best results possible. When you need window cleaning services for your home or business, contact Assured Window Cleaning. We're one of the top window cleaning companies in all of Cleveland for both residential and commercial. Visit our website today at www.assuredwindowcleaning.com or call us at 440-989-0122 for a quote. And remember, everybody knows Tony. Contact Assured Window Cleaning today.
At Rudy Strudel on Pearl Road. They sold 100,000 Poochkies within a month. This is crazy. This is a wonderful place. You got to check out this place. Wonderful bakery, wonderful strudels. Everybody knows Tony.
Intro and outro were longer than the video. Tony, how are you?
Great, guys.
So how long were you actually in Rudy's? Like 35 and a half seconds?
Yes. So they didn't have any food left. So it was, you know, obviously it was Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which they had Poochkies, which is a glorified donut, if you will. They have 31 different flavors. And when I got there, they were sold out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
So Kenny Crumpton did a segment there yesterday morning, and the place was packed. They had a polka band. They had music going on. She was serving – the line was so long, it was around the building. She was serving pierogies individually to every one of her customers that walked through the line, which was very nice. It was Lydia that owns Rudy's Strudel and pierogies. They've been around for like since 1940s. And, 1950s. So when she was born, here's a lady who actually was in, she went in for the corporate world and she never wanted to do it again. And she ended up taking over her parents' business. Kind of like what I did. You never want to do what your parents did, but it happened for both of us.
Sure.
So it's cool. It's really a neat place. And they're obviously known for their Poochkies, which obviously Giant Eagle, everyone sells them on that particular day, but she sold 100,000 of these within a month. Is that crazy?
How many bakers does she have to make those?
You know, I got to tell you, that's a great question, Christy, because they do the pierogies right there, too, which are handmade pierogies right in the back room. And everything's made right on premise, so she doesn't buy it from anywhere. And again, she has 31 flavors from lemon to pina colada to strawberry to cream-filled. It's interesting.
Didn't they move? I thought they were on one part of Ridge Road. They moved to another part of Ridge Road, or are moving.
You know what? They're actually right by, close to Snow Road, correct? Yeah. And it used to be a pierogi place.
Yeah.
Years ago, it was Karma Pierogi. Yes. So, you know, it's like St. Patrick's Day. I mean, these people wait like 3 hours for a donut.
We had some people bring them into work the other day. All they are is just one big giant thing of dough with powdered sugar and some filling in the middle. They looked amazing, but I didn't eat it.
No, you couldn't. You would have been dead.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know how bad I wanted to, like, snort the powdered sugar off the top of it?
So I ate one yesterday. It's going to be in me until, like, next week.
Where are you at now? You don't look like you're at home.
No, actually, I'm at Mendel's Barbecue. It's a Kansas City barbecue on Chagrin Boulevard on the corner of Warrensville Center Road and Chagrin Boulevard. It is a Jewish barbecue. The guy actually started this thing in Kansas City, and he opened it up here in Cleveland. They're only open so many days. Obviously, they're not open on Saturdays, you know, because it's an Orthodox Jewish restaurant,
right.
But it is the best barbecue in the city.
Okay,
it
wait, is so
unbelievable.
A Jewish barbecue, what do they smoke it with? Matzo balls?
Yes. Yeah, it's really
that
cool
sounds kind of cool, though. It sounds pretty good. Yeah, and now you're drinking, it looks like a martini.
I'm drinking a old fashioned. Right? Oh, no, I'm sorry. She made me a Manhattan. I didn't know which one. I had a couple sips. I don't even know what I'm drinking now. I haven't eaten.
Well, that's because of the four you had before you came on, Tony.
You know that the 50% of the people that drink in America, only 10% of them consume the alcohol. Raise your glass to my 10%ers. So how you guys doing?
Good.
Hanging in there, man. You know?
So I was texting you yesterday, Seth,
yes,
about this Bachelor, and I know you watched The Bachelorette and The Bachelor.
Yes.
What is it on for 2 hours?
Yes, 2 hour
so
shows.
I just kind of, Chris, do you watch
it? I don't watch The Bachelor, no.
Oh, my God, dude. It's so corny. I got to watch it. So tell me, Seth, go ahead. I'll let you explain. They're in Spain.
Yeah, I didn't watch last night yet. I haven't recorded. But the best text I got was from Tony. And he goes, sausages in the face. This Joey's a freak.
The girls were standing in this circle, and they had sausages hung from these ropes. And they were turning around like a merry-go-round, right? And they had to bite the sausage.
Wow.
I tell you, you're missing something, Chris, by not watching The Bachelor.
Yes.
Joey is a good Italian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the early days of The Bachelor, it was about, like, finding a wife or something, right? Now it's just like a stunt competition? Is that what you're saying?
He's still trying to find love, you know, with 30 different women kissing them all and within a week. And the interesting part is he gets $100,000 to do this 2 month episode, and the women have to, you know, obviously stop their jobs, and they're from anywhere from Hawaii and all the way around the world, the country. And this guy's getting a nice little penny whether he finds a wife or not.
Wow.
And then the great part is that whoever he picks, they go off and do sponsorships, end up on Instagram and everything else,
yes,
making big bank, like big
bank, huh?
Yeah.
So, what we should do, by the way, I'm actually having here barbecue salmon, pan fried barbecue glaze.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
And I'm having their barbecue baked beans. Oh my God, oh. What did you die for? You know, I always make you guys hungry in this episode.
Man, some barbecue baked beans sound awfully good right now.
Oh, wonderful.
Although I don't know if I want to be in a car with you afterwards, but
yeah. You're gonna need a can of Osium on the way home. Remember that? Remember those cans?
Yes.
I used them a lot in my basement as a kid.
Well, Rudy's apartment looks fantastic. That place sounds really good too. I mean, that's really. They got alcohol there too. That's
they
awesome.
They do. Actually, they're having a bourbon night here, and they have a full line of bourbon. So they also have draft beer. It's a little bit of a pricey barbecue place, but everything here is absolutely delicious. It's a great little restaurant.
It's probably doesn't it have to be pricey though to be closed on a Saturday?
Correct. Yeah. And again, it's Sabbath. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. And I'm part Jew and Catholic, but I it's hard for me. You know, I didn't represent either religion as a kid, which, you know, God bless my parents. My mom was Jewish. My dad was Catholic. I'm confused. I truly am.
Do they close on Friday as well for Shabbat?
Sure. Obviously, yeah, Friday night. So, of course, they're closed.
Wow. So they're closed on Friday night and Saturday. Yeah. Boy, that's tough. That's tough going for a restaurant.
But you know what, though? They do well here because there's really no barbecue like this in this city. I mean, it's, you know, Kansas City is known for their barbecue. This is one of the top barbecue places, no question, in Northeastern Ohio. And they're known for it. So, and it's really cool how I got involved in here is because they do a lot of strawberry daiquiris, pina coladas, and mango drinks. So when I walked in here, this blender was singing, and I was salivating. I said, I got to get my product in here. Yeah. So I left them some samples, but of course the product has to be kosher. So I made sure that our manufacturer out of Florida, and they do carry a kosher product to a couple other places around the country. So it's just a matter of me eating here a few more times and closing the deal, as they say.
There you go.
Nice.
So, guys, next week I'm going to surprise you somewhere really, really cool in Northeastern Ohio. You're going to love it as you do, and of course all of our viewers do.
Absolutely. Will we get more than 20 seconds of video from that place?
You will. And Chris, I apologize for that. And there was nothing for me to show you. I walked in the place and the shelves were empty. I thought I was like in Europe, like during a war. So it's so funny to say this. So I walk out the door and she gives me one pooch key that she had in a container for somebody else. So I ended up getting the pooch key and I gave it to my neighbor because I said I was going to bring her six and I brought her one back. But
nice.
Hey, God bless her. You know what? Awesome. It's nice to sell out in any restaurant.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So, you know, just like, you know, obviously Mark's up, we're going to be somewhere for corned beef, which will be a great day for us, you know, that week, that particular week. So,
yeah.
Right.
Anyways, hey, did you see the commercial with Geraldo? I heard he had a commercial.
I did.
I missed it. I left. We ended up going to the restroom.
It was for Giannino's Pizza.
And they were trying to find the recipe, like kind of like the Al Capone.
Yeah, thing. He actually opens up a vault at one point and says, "It's not in here."
Oh yeah,
it was pretty good. Yeah, he's good.
So he lives right down the street from here, and of course he's like me. He's a Puerto Rican Jew. I'm an Italian Jew.
I saw his. I actually drove by his house. I didn't know where it was, but you can actually look it up. I mean, I don't want people looking up his place, no. But. I saw it. It's amazing. It's an amazing story.
Yeah, $2 million. And, you know, that whole North Park and South Park are amazing homes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, those are all my window cleaning customers. So, hey, I will see you next week. And let me leave you with this. The creator of Barbie and the creator of Mattel really got married. They actually got married.
Really?
Cool. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
I thought I had toys in my bedroom.
Thanks, Tony.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Tony. See ya. That's funny. Well, there we go. There goes Tony.
Good.
Yeah.
He's at another restaurant, which helped out the segment.
So... you brought up The Bachelor, and it's weird that you brought this up because the timing is perfect. All day today while I was working, I had on, there's a show on Discovery Plus called, I think it's called The Playboy Murders. Yeah. And it's like believe it or not, there's two seasons worth of playmates that have been murdered.
Which, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Which surprised me, but so I was watching one of them, and one of them was this playmate met this guy on like a Bachelor type of a show. It wasn't The Bachelor, but it was like the Playboy Channel did their own Bachelor type show.
Right.
And they talked all about how it was all set up and whatever, and this guy was like secretly dating the girl even though he was on the show, like being a contestant. And he got all jealous of her kissing on the other guys on the show as part of the show. So he killed her and cut her fingers off and cut her teeth out and stuff. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This is stuffed her in a suitcase and threw her away in a bag. I was like, holy cow, this is craziness.
I might have to start watching some of that. My wife likes all of that stuff, dude. Like, it's so weird because like her going to bed stuff, actually, so is mine sometimes. Like, going to bed, listening to, like, Dateline and murder stuff.
Oh, yeah. Dude, me and Kelly are both murder porn people. We love it. We call it murder porn.
Well, yeah, because South Park did an episode of murder porn.
Yeah. Well, dude, I'll tell you what I'm into now more than anything with that, because I've watched so many of them. If you go to YouTube and you just look up full interrogations, like, every interrogation is on on YouTube, and some of them are, I mean, it's not all just like random people. The random ones are crazy, but like that Dylann Roof one is on there, that Dylann Roof that shot up the church or whatever, yeah. that wacky kid, his interrogation's out there, you know, all kinds of like famous interrogations are out there, and the stuff they admit, call me stupid, but I swear to God, I've watched so many of these things now that if I get stopped for a traffic ticket, I'm asking for a lawyer.
Yeah, because those cops push you, man. They push these people and tell it everything.
But why? Why would you not call for a lawyer, especially if you knew you did it?
Yeah.
Especially if in your mind you know you did it. Like all these guys, they end up admitting it. All of them. Like I was watching that one that Chris... the one that stuffed his two babies in the oil tank. Whatever his name was. Yeah. Chris Watts. Watts.
Right.
Killed his wife, then took his kids out to the oil rig where he worked and stuffed them in the alive in the gas tank or whatever and drowned them. Crazy son of a bitch. But this guy knew he did it the whole time. And not only did he keep talking to the cops, but then he took a lie detector. What is wrong with you? The minute they arrest you, you say lawyer. Because even if you're going to be convicted, you're going to get less.
Yeah,
you're going to get less than admitting it.
But I want them to admit it because I like watching those shows.
Well, I love watching it, but it's just, I just watch it and watch it and watch it, and I'm yelling at my TV half the time. Why are you still talking? Just stop talking.
There's a show on A&E called like Interrogation Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the same kind of thing. But sometimes it's like two or three different episodes of, you know, people talking.
Sure.
And it's really good. I watch that shit all the time.
Yeah, I love it. I'm a murder porn fiend. I'm glad people are getting killed. It entertains
me. A&E is so liberal, and I fucking hate it. You know, every June or whatever, they run all these stupid commercials. And, you know, it's a very divisive channel to watch their promos and crap. But they have some of the best programming of all time. Like Interrogation Raw, they got that... some of the other stuff, like Court Cam. Dude, I love watching like Court Cam.
Court Cam?
I love all that stuff, but yeah, it's a...
Well, see, I'm going to have to teach you how to watch TV, Seth, because like Court Cam has its own channel on, I think, Plex.
Oh, really?
I think Plex just has that 24/7 Court Cam.
Hey,
so you don't have to put up with the A&E anymore. You can just watch it on Court Cam TV.
You can also watch Strictly Speaking with Bob France on Plex TV.
Is that on Plex now?
It is on Plex.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch it there because I use the Plex. I like Plex. It's pretty good.
Strictly Speaking with Bob France on Plex.
And Roku channel.
and Roku Channel. And one of our guests next week that Bob will be talking to is going to be the one and only Robin Swoboda.
Wow, look at that.
And, you know, we know that, I mean, obviously she's done some national things, but she's got a huge following around here. Mm-hmm. And she's a great guest and a great person. And I suggested to Bob that I think that she'd be like a really good interview and somebody fun to talk to.
Sure.
Not only everything that she's been through health-wise, but career-wise.
Yeah.
And to be that much of an uplifting, positive person in, you know, in the community, as well as just a positive person online. She's an amazing interview, and so I wanted her to be done on that show. So watch out for her. But there's a lot of very interesting people on Strictly Speaking. You got to watch it. Plex TV.
Yeah.
Watch TrueBlue.com. Roku TVs. If you have Roku TV, you can watch it on there.
I've watched it on there, and I like it on there, and I love seeing Bob on there. But I ain't going to lie. I love the Chris Hansen show.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things. I mean, you got to get TrueBlue. TrueBlue. It's not true mm-hmm. with an E or blue with an E. It's TrueBlue. If you know, for Bob and for Chris Hansen, because that takedown with Chris Hansen is just like his To Catch a Predator stuff back in the day on Dateline. It's amazing.
It's way better than To Catch a Predator, though, because To Catch a Predator, they had to edit.
Yeah, he doesn't edit any of this stuff.
He doesn't edit it. And when he starts reading those transcripts, I start laughing my ass off. When it's Chris Hansen doing his Chris Hansen thing, and he says, "Then you said, I'm going to lick your asshole because you're 10. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Yeah, my favorite. That is so awesome, dude. Like, when these guys walk into these homes expecting to see like a 13-year-old girl or something like that,
and yeah,
pops out and goes, have a seat.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, no, I'm going to take off. No. Have a seat over here, please.
Yeah, just sit down.
Actually sit down.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't see my face. There'd be cartoon smoke coming out of my feet. How quick I'd be out of that damn house if I saw some dude walk out after I was thinking it'd be some 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, the next step has got to be five cops tackling me because I'm fighting.
Yes.
It can't just be, oh, okay, let me just sit down. Maybe I could talk my way out of this.
Either that or I'm blowing my brains out right there on the couch. As soon as he tells me to have a seat, it's over. I'm not going through that.
Well, dude, and how many of these guys on that show, and I've watched probably 25, 30 episodes of it on Roku channel, on the True Blue channel.
Yeah.
I would say half of the guys say, I knew I was walking into a Chris Hansen type situation and I did it anyway.
Yeah, I know.
They all say that. They all reference Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen always says, I'm Chris Hansen. They all go, oh, I know who you are.
Right. Like, look, man, there's some sick people out there, I guess, that you know, they can't get past that urge. Like,
yeah, I guess, but.
Like, if I knew that, like, eating fast food was, like, a bad thing, and I knew that Chris Hansen was busting people for eating fast food, I'm not going to a fast food restaurant.
No, not at all.
I want that embarrassment.
And that's just embarrassing. I mean, this is stuff that puts you away for 10 years. I mean, you're done. Your life is over, because then you're branded as a pedophile forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, you can go from being successful to, you know, I don't even know, working, digging ditches or something. I mean, what does a pedophile do when they get out of jail?
I don't know.
Who's hiring them? Somebody must. I mean, they're not all homeless.
Well, but check out True Blue, TrueBlue, because not only that stuff, but there's some great guests coming up. Bob's got, I know he's going to be interviewing next week, also a couple of people from FAIR, which is an immigration thing. They're going to be talking about the border and all the shit that's been going on.
Okay.
And then on Friday, going to be interviewing. Now, these shows will air after the fact.
Right.
He's going to be talking to a couple of very top-of-the-line climate scientists.
Okay.
That will tell you that this about this climate hoax that we have going on with this whatever change they want to call it. These guys are the smartest of the smart, man. They know what they're talking about.
Wow.
They're high up there in the climate food chain, and they will blow your mind with the kind of information that they have
right
about this, the ridiculousness that the left is trying to push on you. So yeah, I mean, even if you don't want to subscribe, it's only $4.99 a month for True Blue.
Yeah, it's cheap.
But you can watch it on those for free on the fast channels on Roku and Plex, but whatever. Monday, again, we will have Peter Knab. We're going to be talking about going down to spring training. He made it to all 162 games last year, so we're looking forward to talking to him. And we'll also be talking to Tony Dickinson from TSO and
Art of Anarchy.
Art of Anarchy, that's right. So he will be on, and hopefully next week we'll be talking to my dad again, and we'll be talking to Greg Mack from The Fish.
Very cool.
Big stuff next week.
Yep.
Thank you, Chris, as usual.
Of course.
Thank you, everybody, for watching tonight. God willing, we'll talk to you again next week, and have a safe and good rest of your week.
See ya.
See ya.